Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
For thousands of years, human beings around the world in various cultures have conceived of deities, gods, if you want to call it, for just about every imaginable thing that has compensated for phobias and fears that we run our lives by. If we are frightened by thunder, we'll create a thunder god, and we'll basically pray and appease the thunder god in order to deal with our fears about the thunder, and the lightning god, and the rain god, and the drought god, and the animal gods. There's been, I believe, 16,000 deities that have been found around the world in various cultures. Most of them are extinct today. And now we've gone from a kind of an animistic state where almost everything is animated to polytheistic to eventually kind of a movement towards a monotheistic, but we have multicultural monotheistic deities. And, if 16,000 of those deities are gone and there's only a few left, we could say, are they going to still be around in the future? You know, these are questions. And as we become, use the areas of our brain that are the executive function of the cortical areas of our brain, and we move towards more abstraction and more towards mathematical universal language, and we start to probe the mysteries of the universe, we may find that the idea of some of these deities that were there and designed as a survival mechanism from our lower cortical, subcortical areas of our brain, the amygdala, fade away. So we may end up transcending some of these deities along the way. But the question now is a very deep metaphysical question. How did the universe begin? And we can't prove or disprove. We've got theories in science, and we've got philosophical and theological constructs. So, as Spinoza said, maybe there's an intelligence that permeates the universe that's non-anthropomorphic in the image of man. It's not zoomorphic in the image of animals. It's not astromorphic. It's the image of stars and planets. It's just a indiscrete presence of an universal intelligence that is there. If we want to deify that, and deity sometimes means light, and we want to see it as some sort of field of light, okay, I'm okay with that. I'm a believer that there's a rational order and somehow in the universe, or scientists wouldn't even pursue that trying to make science and make reason out of things. So I'm okay with that. I can't deny that. I can't confirm that. But I'm okay with the idea that there may be some sort of a universal field of intelligence, a panpsychism almost, that is non-anthropomorphic, that you can learn the laws of and that govern the universe and be participating in that. Those laws are sort of inviolable, even though human laws that we make up are violable and they're obviously local. And we could appreciate that. I'm all for that. But at the same time, it could be personal or impersonal. It could be turned into something of an intelligence that you can feel you're in communion with it, or you can feel that it's non-intelligent in the sense of just the laws of the universe. And I'm okay with all that. I really believe that true science and true religion don't really fight. Pseudoscience and pseudo-religions love to fight. And they're basically things that you can't prove or disprove. So I would rather pursue the mysteries and penetrate the mysteries and transcend the anxieties that we once had and continually explore the mysteries with holy curiosity and acknowledge that maybe there is a universal wisdom, a universal intelligence that's permeating the universe, that's governing the laws of the universe. I'm okay with that. You know, I can't prove or disprove it, but I can acknowledge that there may be some sort of a field of intelligence that's far greater than what we understand. And we can put an edge of knowing into the mysteries beyond what we know and acknowledge that from a theological perspective, and that works for me. I'm just not interested so much in local, anthropomorphic, rewarding and punishing, amygdala-driven, phobia-philia, polarized, monolingual illusions that humans have trapped themselves in for centuries. That doesn't appeal to me. But I do believe that there's possibly some sort of a great intelligence. It was Einstein that said, it's enough for me on a daily basis to sit in, and I'm paraphrasing, to sit in contemplation of this intelligence that permeates the universe. I'm okay with that. Spinoza had a construct similar to that. And I'm okay with that. I can't prove or disprove it, but I would rather go in that direction than I would in a punishing, rewarding, limited thing based on a single language at a certain time on a tiny little planet in a vast universe. I think the universe deserves to be honored as a universe, not as a tiny planetary local little construct based on our fears.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.